Imagine yourself one day. You have to flee your home from dangerous disaster or war. Could happen, right? And you're asking for help. What will you do? I'm here today to share with you my personal experience and leave you with the idea that the word we choose has to reflect the action we take. I'm here today to plant the seed in your heart and mind, the seed of hope. In order for that seed to grow, we must use our powerful voices. I was born and raised in Damascus, Syria. The country was so beautiful, peaceful, and safe. My neighbor was a Christian, Sunni, Shia, Muslim, all kind of religion. We all respect each other. We all live together. I immigrated to Canada in 1992. I was like everybody, like you guys. Life was great. In 2011, the war started in Syria. We all watched it in the news. We saw thousands of people were fleeing their home. And we all asking the question, why those people are fleeing their home? Some of those people, they were my own family. Two brothers and three sisters. They flee to Turkey. I did what every one of you will do to their own family to help. I sent them money. I called them every day on the phone, hearing their struggle. And I was just watching the news, like every one of you, and move on in my life. But I could not understand why they're not getting the help they needed. In 2014, I decided I want to go to Turkey to try to help my own family. And what I saw and experienced is not what we all watch in the news. It was worse than I could ever imagine. It was not just my own family who needed help. I saw thousands of Syrian people on the street. Family without home, they are in the park. Children was hungry, they're begging for piece of bread. I heard many tragic stories from those people on the street, heartbreaking stories. My family were lucky, they have a place to live. But they slept in a cement floor. One day I decided I want to do something to help them before I come back to Canada. So I took my niece and nephew by hand and we start walking in a neighborhood. I knock in each door. I do not speak their language, but I pointed to the children. They are Syrian refugees and they needed your help. Door after door was slammed shut in my face. And it was the hardest thing I ever did in my life, begging for help. I didn't know what else to do. We returned home. 24 hours later, a truck showed up, full of furniture, blanket, clothes. Even though the neighbor did not understand me, but they heard me. It was my last day to return back to Canada, and I did not get to see all my family. My sister-in-law, Rihanna, and my two nephews, Alan and Ghalib Kurdi. They were stuck in a closed border, trying to enter Turkey after they flee Kobani when ISIS invaded. They were 12 hours away from where I was. I did not get to see them. But I did not know I would never see them again. After that visit, my life has changed. My world has changed. I returned back to Canada, to my lovely home, beautiful furniture, the people, how they live, the children, how they live. And I thought to my mind, how lucky we are to live in this peaceful countries. I decided I want to try to bring my family as a refugee to Canada. I tried for so many months. Lots of phone calls, lots of letters. I was by myself. I was one voice. Lots of churches bugged them to help my family. They are struggling and I want to bring them here to Canada. But my voice was not heard. Our border was closed. Our system was set up to fail. I have to break the news to my own family that I cannot bring you to Canada unless something will change. Give me some time. But the time has run out. Desperate for their own family and children, like thousands of Syrians, they were doing it that time. My brother Abdullah and his wife Rihanna, they decided they want to take a risk, trust the smuggler, and leave Turkey. They thought they will go somewhere with mean, freedom, safety, and hope. September the 2nd, in 2015, I heard the tragic news. That my sister-in-law, Rihanna, and my two nephews, Alan and Ghalib Kurdi, have drowned. I remember falling on the floor. I remember I fall on the floor. And I scream as loud as I could. Why now? Why them? Why not me? God, enough is enough. Too many innocent people have died in this war, and we all were silent. For 4 years before that tragedy, my people was crying out to the world for help, and we all were silent. The image of my nephew, Alan Kurdi, the boy in the beach, was all over the media across the world. It was the wake-up call to the world, and most importantly, it was my wake-up call. I could have stayed home and continued to cry and feel there is nothing I could do or say can change anything. But instead, the strength was given to my voice. And I decided I want to speak up on behalf of all those suffering people who does not have a voice. And most importantly, for my nephew Alan, whose voice will never be heard. I spoke to media in Canada and globally. I went to Brussels to tell the world that inhumanity was happening. I spoke to President, Prime Minister. I was in a meeting in the European High Commissioner. I spoke to them, and they listened to my voice and to my message. Open your heart, open your border. I continue to use my voice. I went to Germany. I went to Turkey. I went to Kurdistan, Erbil, to be with my brother Abdullah, the father who lost his entire family. I saw a refugee camp. I saw people line up for an hour for water and food. It took one picture, the picture of that little boy in the beach, to move us to be human. Finally, borders were open. Refugee brought to Canada. I'm not responsible for all those actions, and I do not make decision, but my voice was heard. My heart cries each day as our soul dies. Our tragedy is just one of many. The picture of my nephew Alan Kurdi is the gift to us, to you and me. It has been honored in so many countries and turned into memorial as a statues, painting, and a bronze. As a permanent reminder that we do not forget and we do not go silent. The war in Syria still continues. And it's getting worse, it's not getting any better. We cannot ignore family and children are still dying everywhere in the Middle East. We must continue to provide them with our help and give them the shelter. And you can be part of it, and your voice can be heard. You are the world of the future, and I believe in you. We must speak up and reach out to the people who needed our help. If you can do one thing every morning when you wake up, ask yourself, what kind of power do you have? Empower yourself and go out there and reach out to the others who needed your help. I believe we all put in this planet for a purpose. We don't know why and when something we might do or say can change or affect the others. If I can ask one of you today, just one of you, to connect to that with the tragedy in your life, maybe personal, may not be, the way I connect to mine. If I can plant that seed in your heart to find your voice, tomorrow will be a better day. We need to speak up and join our voices together. do not fear. Fear will make us quiet. Our voice will make us strong. If fear wins, we all lose. Reach out to your friend. Go to your community. Get involved. Volunteer your time. Talk to your politician. Write them a letter. Tell them how you feel. And don't give up. Pay it forward. Be proud of yourself. We all need each other one day. Help the people who need our help. People are people no matter where we come from. We all one, and we all have the same soul. We are still grieving. We are still hurting. But I believe there is always hope. The seed I planted last year, I water it every day. It's growing. I seen it. My brother and I, we open a Kurdi foundation to honor my nephews and all the children of this war, to help the children in a refugee camp. I still talk to my father every day and I cry to him. And always the question, why the war did this to us? So many innocent people still dying, and there is no end of the sight. My dad always tell me, forget what hurt you, but never forget what taught you. I learned life is not worth to be selfish for. I learned we need to help the others. And I learned my voice is matter. I hope I have planted the seed in your heart and ask you to stand up and add your voices and feel the power and go out there and help the other who needed your voice. Please don't be silent. Thank you.
Just like you. play lady on conscience to rest. But then they lie and then they dare to be hidden heroes, kind of least so I make it at the view. Yes, I'm breaking at the seams, just like
I feel so cold. All the girls and girls, this mess we're in.